This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell here for another edition of What is Going On With You, Your Body, Your Health, Your Well-Being, from Jack's point of view, who is a NUCCA chiropractor. Jack practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife. There are two aspects to the clinic, one of them having to do with the chiropractic care you get from a NUCCA specialist, who is someone that's really focused on the upper cervical part of your body, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of thing. I know I always feel refreshed. And Jack said that I was better this time when I visited there a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. All right. And then the gaps part of the practice, which we always get to in one way or another during the course of our conversations. COVID, 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 and more COVID. So at the controls in our studio in Washington, Rich McFadden, who has been a part of my programs over the years, and he has COVID at the moment. So I asked him, in Jack's presence, about his vaccine status. Richie, do you want to report on your vaccine status, and then we'll talk about what that what it means?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I held out for a long time. I didn't want to get it. I didn't want to get it. And then I actually had a couple of people I knew die. So I was like, yeah, all right, I guess I should probably go sign up
for it. Did they die because they didn't have the vaccine? They had not had vaccine?
He was not vaxxed. He was lived in Colombia. Was not vaxxed and died. And then another one was not vaxxed and almost died. And then that's when I was like, yep, I'm going to go. Because these were both guys like my age, you know, 5'11", 210-pound kind of thing, you know, 50-something years old. And I was like, yep, that's right in my group. So that's when I went and just said, okay, I'm going to go get it. So I got my first shot, I got my second shot, and now I'm like, with all the silliness that's going on, I'm done with any kind of vaxxes or boosters or anything like that. But you know what? I think with the first variant and with Delta, I think it was probably, you know, I'm okay with the decision.
You're all right with your decision?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Jack has been, I don't want to characterize him as anti-vaxxer because I don't think that that's a fair nor is it a correct point of view. I think in this circumstance he has spent a lot of time talking to his patients. He and his wife done a lot of research. And for them, getting the vaccine was a no-no. And they've explained, he and I have had these conversations because I decided against his advice to get the vaccine, but it wasn't because of anything he said. It was because of what was in my own head and heart about my family and I'm not going to take on my whole family and say, well, you're all wrong and I'm right, because that gets me nowhere. So, and I'm not that concerned about what if any of the things that have been suggested, like, well, maybe this will happen in 20 years, or maybe that will happen, or maybe whatever is being put into your body is going to kill you. I didn't buy into that, frankly. I do understand what Jack and Mary have been saying. I guess I'm sympathetic to the point of almost being there myself, but, you know, it's an individual thing. And the political side of it, which is complete nonsense, the whole business about discrediting somebody because they are followers of this person or that political philosophy, that is jackass nonsense as far as I'm concerned. You need to understand from your own perspective, thinking for yourself, not letting somebody else think for you, how you make up your mind and how you do this. So, having said that, your observations, Jack, after listening to Richie's story.
Well, being the primary care physician for about 3,000 active patients and have seen over 20,000 since 1995, I look into this constantly. I'm researching this constantly. And I always tell people, well, if you're going to start somewhere, start with Israel. I mean, they've gone from jabbing champion to infection champion in a very little period of time. I mean, why are infections multiplying in the world's most jabbed country?
Okay, so tell me why.
The jab was never intended to stop the transmission of the disease. The jab was never intended to stop you from getting the disease. I mean, that was in the submission papers that both Pfizer and Moderna submitted to the FDA in order to get their emergency use authorization. The only thing it was ever designed to do is that when you get COVID, which of course this will not stop you from getting it, was that it would help to mitigate mild to moderate symptoms. That is the official paperwork that's available. You can see that yourself at the FDA. And so, but of course, the media that's being, you know, reimbursed heavily by Big Pharma to get the fear out as much as possible. People just, they never told the truth from the beginning. Now, when you said, I don't want to call Jack an anti-vaxxer, I'm someone who just wants informed consent. I just want to see informed consent practice. Tell somebody before they get the jab that there is definitely a risk with this, as the CDC has reported just in the last year, over 1 million adverse reactions to this injection.
Why do you believe what the CDC, let's stop with that. Why do you believe what the Center for Disease Confusion says? Because they change.
That's a good question.
I don't believe them.
The reason why is it gets reported through the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System, where hospitals, even patients themselves, can fill out a report. It takes about 30 minutes to fill the thing out. Which I think they've created that way in order to, help people or try to inspire people not to do it because it's so tedious. But Johns Hopkins Medical School says we think it's only 1%. It only represents 1% because most things simply are not reported anymore. And the vaccine companies, since 1986, have been granted immunity from any kind of liability that might be associated with their vaccines. And so I just tell my patients, you got to read this for yourself. Don't, you know, the evening news people, what the heck do they know about medicine? You know, they're only saying what they've been paid to say. Yeah. You need to look at this stuff yourself, and there's plenty of on-site sources. And then when you look at the literally more than 3,000 virologists, immunologists, pathologists, as well as practicing physicians who have been deplatformed, who've lost their licenses, lost their hospital privileges because they've been warning people, listen, we don't have any long-term tests on this stuff. This stuff was rushed through. And when we look at the content of these cocktails, we think maybe you better think twice about doing this. And, of course, they are severely punished for this, not the least of which is to lose their license to practice.
Mm-hmm. So, but you more and more every day see people that are being sidelined because of misinformation. So you could be one of those people. However it is that the people that are espousing Joe Rogan and his flap with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, and that's just the latest example of all of this stuff getting so publicized and politicized. And the reason I saw somebody else on Spotify who supposedly was espousing views that were not according to mainstream thinking, whatever that means, and so under the circumstances, they get cast aside, or they get denigrated,
eliminated. That's true, but look at Rogan. Rogan gets in, you know, the whole thing that's playing up in the media now is because of Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, but they don't talk about the fact that a couple of weeks ago, he had Robert Malone on there for 3 hours, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, who said, don't do it. But they don't play that one. That's not controversial.
Why does he say don't do it? What is there about
we? Because it's not. He says it's not what we thought it was.
What
and there's
it?
Too many people being hurt by it.
Well, but I don't know anybody's been hurt by it. Honestly,
I've had five patients die from it.
Oh, have you? From the shots?
Yeah, I haven't had any patients die from COVID, but I've had five so far die from the vaccine. I know they died from the vaccine? Because it was in a matter of hours to a week or two, and they were in perfect health following their second injection.
All right, well, that's a good reason to stop at the second injection, Richie, I guess. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue our focus on you and your health from Jack's perspective. You can go to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, to get the connection to all of the GAPS information. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk about the GAPS connection and how what's going on in the health of your gut is so important for everything. It's a theme that's constant on this program for good reason. And we also are going to talk about ear infections here on the DGB Health Program, among many other things. Let's talk right now about your weight and the problem that you have keeping weight off your body. And if you have gone on a diet and you've lost some weight, and maybe even like me, I travel a lot and I'm eating a lot of airplane food.
Yeah.
The ice cream sundaes are good, I'll tell you that. Actually, the food is much better now than it was, but there's quite a lot of it, and I'm not smart enough to say no, so here we go. And so I find my weight fluctuating, even though I am on Calitrin. I'm probably my own worst enemy when it comes. I mean, I'm not heavy. I weigh 4 or 5 or 6 pounds more than I want, and I probably got another inch on my waist that I don't like. I'm certainly not the poster boy for this. The people who have gained 30, 40, 50 pounds and have added 3, 4, 5 inches to their waistline, you're the ones that I'm speaking to right now, and you're the ones I'm hoping you'll be helped by my information. Basically, it isn't my information. I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. It's their information. If you have a problem keeping weight off, this is the website to go to. This is the product to use. This is the way to get results. Toploss.com, the home of Calitrin. And when you're all done convincing yourself, yep, this is the right thing to do, then when you check out, you use the DJV code and you get the 99 special. You're getting fit, and actually there's a contest. If you go to toploss.com, you want to see how fit you can get using this product, look at their website, toploss.com, for the Get Fit contest, the 2022 Get Fit contest at toploss.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack, one of two that we have everywhere. Actually, Jack has his own podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is a cool place to go to get lots of information. But then if you want to keep up with what he's been saying on the program, then you go to DJVHealthShow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcast. Get the DJV Health Show podcast free. Check in with Jack. All the information, DJVHealthShow.com, or as I said, wherever you get your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health for the first weekend of February, and the focus is on the cold weather, the snow, whether people are getting, you know, sick because they go out and they shovel the snow, or are they getting sick because they're exposed to cold. The answer to that is, in my wheelhouse, no. You don't get it because of those things. They may help sort of push along what already is going on in your body. I always got a kick out of my mother telling me if I go out in the snow, I'm going to catch cold. And I never did. I don't like the cold. Listen, don't get me wrong.
Well, what did your mother feed you?
My mother fed me lots of chicken soup and things that were, you know, handy for, without knowing it, but handy for keeping your immune system. I look back on it now, and it was pretty basic American food. You know, it was a lot of, we ate a lot of pot roast, and we had a lot of American chop suey. I'm just thinking about some of the things.
You mean she didn't take you to McDonald's every day on the way to school to get your breakfast?
We never, I don't know that McDonald's actually existed.
Well, yeah.
Not like it does now. I mean, they were around in the...
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you were fed food as a child, so you were healthy as a child.
I had lunch at school. I was one of those few geeks. I had a quarter, and I would buy my lunch. My lunch was whatever was being fed to me, plus a bottle of milk, a carton of milk, and whatever it was, there was cookies or whatever for dessert. But we always had, you know, like on Friday, we had fish because it was the Catholics had fish on Friday. So we did that. And then we had, we never had pizza. We never had anything that was doughy. We might have chicken one day. We might have, we'd have beef in the form of sloppy joes, you know, stuff like that. But it was never the stuff that you see today. Oof,
man. Well, that's it. And so you had a human organized immune system. And today what kids have are food culture organized immune systems. Now, the thing I want to point out here is that when you and I were in grade school, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, or the 50s anyway.
Yeah.
According to the CDC...
There wasn't much grade school activity in the 60s. It was high school and college. But anyway, go ahead.
But according to the CDC, there was less than 2% of children in America that had chronic diseases. This is about 1954-55.
Mm-hmm.
Today, over 53%
Everybody's
of children,
a special needs patient. Everybody's got, whether it's special needs because of your physical stuff, whether it's physical or mental or emotional. You got ADHD. I mean, it is nuts, all of this stuff.
Our environment is so poisoned. Mm-hmm. These kids are getting it in their food. They're getting it from commercial foods. They're loaded with glyphosate.
The people that run these big companies, ChemChina, Dow, DuPont,
yep.
Bayer, they ought to be out, brought out back and shot for what they do.
well, that's it, because the bottom line and the quarterly reports are more important than the health of the people that they're supplying food to.
It's a business. Bring it to the bottom line. Yeah.
So when you bring all the environmental toxins and poisons, vaccines not the least of which, and what they breathe and what they're drinking and what they're eating and what they're putting on their skin and what they're washing their hair with and slathering their face after the shave when they start learning how to shave, and the perfumes and the hair conditioners and the cleaners in the house, you can't get away from living chemically anymore, and it is taking a great toll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doesn't make any difference where you go. It doesn't make any difference.
Now, there are websites you can go to help you replace a lot of commercial things that you think your life is impossible without.
And
with
what are
less toxic. Well, the Weston A. Price.
Yes,
WestonAPrice.org in Southern California. One of the and there are others, but this is one of the premier groups.
They went out of their way to support me when I was milking cows, selling raw milk on my farm.
Yeah.
They were really all about that. All right, we continue with our focus on you and your health from Jack's perspective. Always interesting, compelling info. That's what we're about here on DJV Health.
Attention. Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 91 million Americans are under winter weather alerts and nearly 6 million on cold temperature alerts. The National Weather Service is reporting states from Colorado to Vermont are experiencing the impact. An Arctic front is due to hit the hardest in the south, where icy roads and power outages will lead to headlines for the next 48 hours. Leaked documents from a White House Situation Room meeting the day before Kabul, Afghanistan fell to the Taliban shed new light on just how unprepared the Biden administration was to evacuate Afghan nationals who helped the United States in its 20-year war. Hours before the Taliban seized control of the Afghanistan capital on August 15, 2021, senior Biden administration officials were still discussing their plans.
Then a long, lustrous 6 more weeks of winter.
Punxsutawney Phil made his prediction today in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
A group of House Republicans led by GOP Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana and Representative James Comer from Kentucky wrote CDC Director Walensky to urge her to roll back mask guidelines on children, citing dangers to their mental, emotional, and physical health. Former Surgeon General Jerome Adams sits down with Newsmax and discusses the now versus then differences from the pandemic.
It's important to distinguish between what happened in the past and what we need to do moving forward. I actually disagree with the characterization that the CDC guidelines in the past were harmful to kids, because you have 200,000 kids who've lost a caregiver during the pandemic. But now things are different. Now, starting today, actually, with the Pfizer submission to the FDA, you may soon be able to have a situation where anyone who wants to get vaccinated can get vaccinated and protect themselves. It's important that moving forward, we ask ourselves, is the benefit of mitigation surpassing the harm of mitigation in a context when everyone can get a vaccination? So it is appropriate to have this conversation now.
Mr. Adams believes the WHO criteria is the path to success.
And I think the WHO criteria is correct moving forward. We need to look at transmission rates. We need to look at adult vaccination rates in the surrounding area. And we need to look at hospitalization rates. And if all those metrics are moving in the right direction or meet a certain threshold, then we shouldn't be masking young kids. I completely agree with that sentiment from the WHO.
Thanks for listening, and a happy Groundhog Day to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell here, the second half hour of our weekly get-together. The latest at ForbiddenDoctor.com is a focus on 5G. You refer to it as the death ray. I have been, I'm onto this stuff, and much of your influence gets to me, but I have a mind of my own. You don't think for me. I can think for myself. And when I look around and saw all of this stuff, and it was, for me, it was a testament to, once again, how big, huge businesses. Look, I'm a capitalist. I know we have to have business, because other than that, if we don't have business, we don't have jobs.
Sure.
We have no economy. We have nothing. But to have these people at Verizon and AT&T smear everybody who says, look out, 5G is bad for you, go after the airlines, and just try to, they make a mockery out of science and reality. Is it, I don't, and it isn't just 5G. Victoria on my DJV show says, I probably already have 5G. in my on my iPhone. And maybe I do, and maybe I don't. I don't know, but I don't like the implication. And the airline thing is only part of it, because I see and feel, literally and figuratively, all of the waves that are around us. Television, that's a wave that comes into your house. The internet, that's another wave that comes into your house for your computers. The waves that come off of the computer screen and hit you. The waves from 3G, 4G, 5G, 10G, 18G, whatever the hell it is, those are all things that are bombarding your brain and your body. Right? We pay no attention because we can't see it. And after all, Verizon wouldn't do anything to hurt us.
Huh. Yeah, well, again, it comes down
to catch you in the napping there, Jack.
No, well, I was just kind of waiting for you to make a point, and you made a point sooner than I was expecting.
No,
it comes down to dollars. It comes down to promotions. It comes down to golden parachutes. It comes
then
down
what
to
do we can talk about all this stuff and how bad it is, but we need to take care of ourselves. So the hell with these guys. Where they're going to do their thing. We're not going to stop them. It just is a big, huge machine that goes on and on and on. So what does the individual do to help he or she or the family be protected against this stuff?
Well, I'm going to tell you a great website. It's called synergyscience.com/drjack for a great discount. synergyscience.com/drjack. And what this is an outfit that's located in Utah. In fact, the people behind this actually are patients of mine. And what they have imported into our country from Germany, who developed the engineering behind this, is a device, you don't have to plug it in, you just put it somewhere in the house, that helps to neutralize the electricity that's in the air. Now, by that I mean, when you have a Wi-Fi, you've got a router somewhere in your house, or more than one, it's sending out the Wi-Fi signal. Now, these devices are using much more electrical energy than they really need to send that signal, but they're in competition with several other companies, and so they can't lose any ground, so they all overpower these signals to get that. You don't need much of an electrical push to move a Wi-Fi signal, but these routers are just jam-packed with much more than they need, and it electrifies the air. If you went outside in your cold air there right now after this incredible snowstorm you guys just got in Massachusetts, there is about 1 to 2 volts of electricity in a cubic meter of atmosphere. What these devices do is raise it to as much as 4 volts per cubic meter of airspace in order to have an electrical signal move through the air to carry that Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And that is the danger part, because there are various parts inside of our body, something called the voltage-gated calcium channels, that moves calcium in and out of cells, moves it around the body, that are affected, disaffected, I should say, by the presence of this electrical energy. And the synapses in the brain are electrical. And when you start introducing an electrical force into the body is not genetically designed to handle. It will affect brain synapses, not the least of which are communications in airplanes around airports.
Yeah.
So when you look at...
Yeah, I mean, you get it. You understand the connection between all these things. But so maybe these people should be sponsors, or at least we should have somebody on the program from
there. You know what? That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
As sponsors for your local show in Salt Lake and sponsors of this program, because people who are listening have an affinity for you and your information, so they would certainly gravitate to this. I certainly would. I'd want to have one of these things. I have a little Ray machine now that drives... mice away. I don't know whether...
Same principle. We have problems with voles in our backyards. They're just tailless mice.
Yeah.
And they'll chew your grass to pieces underneath the snow all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
But there's these devices, little electrical devices you can stick at different, like an antenna, at different places in the soil that drives them away.
Yeah. All right. So there is much to be concerned about, much to be the construct of information today is so varied. Now people get their info is so confusing. I wonder in 100 years from now if we'll even be able to think anymore. I really do. I wonder about with each successive generation that's being fed more and more baloney, literally and figuratively. What is? Are we all going to be automatons? We'll all be regulated by some robot who thinks more than we do. I mean, we certainly aren't doing a great job of teaching youngsters anything. They're as vapid. Most of the kids that I know are just vapid. They're not. Unfortunately, my family believes in education, and so the youngsters are being challenged. The grandchildren are being challenged all the time with new information and new ways of learning. They don't watch television, you know, or they don't see all of the stuff. Sesame Street is now coming into Miles's wheelhouse, but when he was 3 years old, he wasn't looking at screens. 4 years old, 5 years old. We were talking about that, my children and I, together for a little outdoor party last Sunday, and we were talking about that and how it is that you make children. My grandson, the new grandson that's 3 months old, is so aware of everything going on around him. It's wonderful. But do you want to spoil that by giving him exposure? And I think both my children have followed that course, for thank heavens, of not exposing the children when they're young to any of this stuff on screens, because your neurons or whatever it is that's in your brain can't handle it. Dr. Jack, we continue in a matter of moments. Here's a problem that I want to solve for you, or help you solve for yourself, actually, and that's how to get a good night's rest. The CEO of MyPillow is a fellow that is involved in controversy. Nothing to do with what comes out of the factory. MyPillow and MyPillow.com, you go to the website, loaded with all kinds of products that are excellent for you, for your home, and most notably, for getting a great night's rest. I sleep in the pillows. I don't sleep in the pillows. I sleep in the sheets. I sleep on the pillows. I dry myself with the towels that come from MyPillow. Good products made by good people, and there's good value. And plus, all the things that come out of the MyPillow product catalog get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets. There's an offer. Buy one, get one free that you ought to take advantage of, whatever your color. I just got some flannel sheets. Buy one, get one free, because I love, if I'm here in the cold weather, I want to sleep on flannel sheets. It's just like in the summertime, the Giza sheets are so cool. The cotton is so breathable that it keeps the bed cool. But in the wintertime, we want flannel, so you got flannel. All those sheets and all the products are available at MyPillow.com. Pick out your favorite one, order it, use the DJB code when you check out on the Radio Listener Specials page. Look at that box, put in DJV. The Giza Dream Sheets right now, again, buy one, get one free. Enter the promo code DJV for all the great MyPillow specials. That's DJV at MyPillow.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how to treat ear infections with apple cider vinegar. This is something that I never would have thought of this. That's why I love having you on. We have ear infections a lot in the cold weather months. Youngsters seem to have them. As a bacteria. What causes, I guess that's the place to start, what causes an ear infection?
Well, the two most commonly caused ear or the bacteria are E. coli and Staph aureus. And our bodies are covered with E. coli and Staph aureus. You can't get away from that any more than get away from viruses. But
that
the natural
BO underarm.
No, that's a different bacteria.
Okay.
That will grow there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that your body, we have on the skin, we have something called the acid mantle. It's been referred to that because your skin should be about 4.5 to 6 on the pH scale, which is slightly acidic. So that anything landing there is not going to last very long before the skin destroys it. Now, because of environmental poisons and a lot of food choices, we have a tendency to get a little too alkaline, and it allows the E. coli and the Staph aureus to overgrow. Now, something that really surprises me in modern medicine is that every time they discover what the hill people, as they refer to them, or the old, you know, healers in the remote areas of the country, this is what they do. This is what people have been doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years to control ear infections. Because we know apple cider vinegar, if Mother Nature made one particular ingredient on this planet that addresses arthritis, it addresses diabetes, it addresses heart and cancer problems, it's apple cider vinegar, let alone weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So what this study that came out said, if you take a 50-50 mixture of just lukewarm water and apple cider vinegar and with a child, and you get some of that mixture into an eyedropper, and you have them tilt their head off to the side, put in about 4 to 5 drops, keep it there for a couple of minutes to make sure the drops get all the way to the ear canal, then tip their head the other way and let it come back out, and then put in a little clean cotton ball to keep anything else from getting in there.
Yeah.
And then do that to both sides. Even the side that is not having pain, the non-infected side, you do the same thing. And you do it 4 or 5 times a day. And within 24, 48 hours, it's all over with without ever having to give them an antibiotic that messes up the gut. Now, there are people, when I explain this to patients, there are patients who say, well, the child won't let me put apple cider vinegar. Well, that's why we use something called Calamo, which is a very powerful acidifier. And if you're starting to get a cold sore, if you're starting to get a little scratchy throat because you think a cold's coming on, if you can feel some pain in the inner ear that might be an ear infection because you've got them in the past, you take about 4 or 5 of these Calamos, swallow them down. They're very salty. You have to swallow them quickly.
Fast. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, within 20 to 30 minutes, most of those symptoms have disappeared.
All right, so this is a product from Standard Process that you can get at Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So you want to use Calamo. I use both of them, frankly, but I've never put apple cider vinegar in my ear.
Yeah. Well, you go to orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and just say, hey, I want some more information about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, either that or just order it and try it.
You can't order it directly from the website.
You cannot order.
No, we're still having some arguments with Standard Process.
Oh, all right. Anyway, well, however you do it, it's important that you do it. That's what's important.
Go to your store and get the organic form of apple cider vinegar, 50-50 mixture, a few drops in each ear, and use lukewarm water. The children really don't mind it that much. It's just they don't like the smell of the apple cider vinegar, although some people just think it's great.
Yeah, well, it's good for your innards as well.
Well, it
is. We're talking about Rich McFadden at the controls. He has a glass of it every day, and I'm not every day, but I'm on it, and so are you. And you is Jack. I'm Doug. This is DJV Health at 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Continuing on now with DJV Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here for everybody's listening and dancing pleasure. I've never actually seen you dance, now that I think about it. You and Mary, I'd like to see you and Mary. Next time I go visit, let's go someplace, and I'll sit on the sidelines and watch you and Mary dance.
You sure it's not just to see Mary dance?
Maybe, yeah, that might be better.
She's a dancer.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a health news organization called Gut News. And they suggest in their tutelage that their gut news is easy to digest.
That's cute.
Okay, so the focus is on beneficial gut microbes and how they can alleviate side effects of chemotherapy, among other things. I thought that would be an interesting place to go. And also tied to that, in terms of gut microbiomes, is that how you pronounce that? Microbiomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Microbiomes. There are two questions here. Is long COVID risk tied to what's in your gut? And the answer to that is yes, I can even answer that. But then I wonder about whether if you have really strong gut strength, whatever you want to call it, does that help alleviate the problems people have taking chemotherapy in a pill, because there are various types of chemotherapy. So you want to start with long COVID first?
There are some indigenous tribes in Africa that they have, and the only way you can really analyze the microbiome of the gut is to examine the poop through microscopes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some tribes in Africa that are virtually disease-free. And they're rather primitive groups. And we can find the same thing in the upper Amazon areas of South America, where they're untouched by the foods of commerce. And they have, in some one report I saw, they have as much as 90 to 100% more beneficial bacteria in their gut than the average American does.
Is that because of what we eat, then?
Because of what we eat.
Yeah.
You know, if you went vegan for, say, a month, and then you went carnivore for a month, and then you went vegan for a month, you'd get really sick doing that. But yeah. But I want to make a point here, is that the microbiome in the gut would alter to what you're eating, mm-hmm. even with drastic changes like that. And as Hippocrates told us 2,400 years ago, all disease begins in the gut. Medicine is finally beginning to discover that. But people involved with natural medicine have known for a long time. If you want to improve the body's resilience against disease and infectious properties or possibilities, you have to strengthen and improve the health of the gut. I've often made the statement, I didn't come up with it, Dr. McBride in England and Oxford did, but she said, over 90% of all the DNA inside of our body is not human. Only 10% is human.
Huh?
90% is that microbiome that lives inside of us.
Really?
There are more cells involved with the microbiome than there
so
are cells
what
of
makes
the human
it,
body.
But a lot of us eat similarly, then you would think that our DNA would be more, but everybody's DNA is different, and so that's how they, you know, they...
Well, your DNA will also alter based on what you eat. In other words, you can affect the DNA of your children, with especially mom. With what she eats her developing years as preteen through teenage. Mm-hmm. And then by the time she's reproductive ready, her DNA has already been altered from what her mother gave her. Mm-hmm. And it will alter in her children based on the foods. And the problem with a lot of the food choices that we have is that they're woefully lacking in micronutrients that the body needs to work.
By design.
Well, I won't
argue
that.
Because the people who create those big four or five companies that control the food supply also are the same people that control the drug business. And it's pretty simple. We've said this over and over again. You eat bad food, and then they want you to eat to take their drugs so you can get better, which you know, you just masks most of the time. So in terms of COVID-19, complications and symptoms last longer with people who do not have a healthy gut.
Absolutely.
I guess that's basically the bottom line here.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know how conscious Mary and I are of gut health.
Yeah,
and I have
of
taken care of, I've lost count of how many COVID sick people I've taken care of in the last 2 years. I haven't had so much as the sniffles, except for one day about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, this is a research paper that lasted for 6 months, and as you suggest, they looked at the poop to see what was going on, and the infected patients who showed symptoms of long COVID, their health,
terrible
their gut,
bad.
Their poop was
yep.
not wasn't good.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right. So there's the answer to that question. Dr. Jack always has good answers to important questions here on the DGV Health Program. 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.